Chapter 15.
We had them. Two Ettins slugged along over grassy knolls with their four chins down, arms shackled behind their backs. They led the way, one heavy footstep after the other. A host of Legionnaire riders accompanied us, along with Ben and Garrison, who ran along on foot.
Dragon?
Ben said.
Can I ride with you? My legs are tired.
No, Ben, I said. Commander's orders.
But
none of that now. Why don't you scout ahead or something?
Ah,
Ben said, drifting back with a frown. Sasha rode alongside me.
Are you feeling better now?
She said. I felt ashamed. How I'd shunned her earlier was wrong. Even worse, I'd have to admit it. I couldn't treat her like Brenoir treated me and hold a grudge for days, weeks, or months.
I'm sorry, Sasha.
I didn't look at her.
I really am. It's just...
Don't explain yourself,
she said.
I understand. After all, you just came out of a battle. Men are different when their blood runs hot. I wish Bezog would get upset every once in a while. I don't think I've ever seen his cheeks flush.
I looked at her, smiling a little.
Well, maybe he doesn't have any blood.
Dragon.
Sorry,
I said. She giggled.
No, that was funny. I think we needed it. But I am a bit worried. Do you think he's all right with Shum? I don't know anything about him.
I reached over and patted her arm. She didn't flinch or pull away, which surprised me.
I said, I'm sure he's all right. The Roamers are the greatest rangers in Nalzimbor.
He couldn't be any safer if he was with me. I squeezed her arm.
And thank you.
For what?
She said, staring at my arm, stroking it with gentle fingers.
Well... saving me, Sasha.
That Ettin nearly popped my head off.
Oh, don't sound so surprised, Nath. Did you think I was just going to stand there and let you get all the glory?
Well,
I rubbed the back of my head.
It's just... I wouldn't want you to endanger yourself on my account.
She rolled her eyes.
You men wouldn't make it through the day without us women,
she said.
How old are you?
Old enough to know that.
She didn't say anything for a moment.
Nath,
she said, still rubbing my arm. She was trembling inside, I could feel it.
Truth is,
she swallowed and looked me in the eyes.
I was terrified. I don't know how I did it, I just did.
She squeezed my arm.
My heart starts beating like a rabbit just thinking about it. Did I really do that, Dragon?
She looked forward at the Ettins.
Those things are huge.
Now I was laughing.
What are you laughing about?
Oh, nothing,
I said.
Tell me, Dragon.
All right, it's just an old saying is all.
And the saying is?
I took a breath.
Little women make big men stumble.
That's it?
She said.
That's not so bad.
Well, that's not all of it, but that's all that applies in this case,
I said, trying to pull my dragon arm away. She held firm.
I want to hear the rest of it.
Loud women make a boastful man grumble. Pretty women make all men bumble. Wise women make a proud man humble.
She started.
I think I like the last part the best. Is that a song?
I nodded. Her eyes brightened.
Can you sing, Dragon?
I shrugged.
Really?
She said.
Please sing for me. I love singing. I sing all the time, but sometimes Bezog has to quiet me down.
Why don't you sing then?
I suggested.
You first,
she said.
Well, it's been a while. But I think I can remember a few verses.
Yes, I could sing. Dragon music was the oldest in Nalzimbor, and I knew many songs, long as rivers,
ancient as the oldest forest. Songs men and women had never heard and never would hear. It had been so long, I wasn't sure I could do it anymore. I could try something in common, at least. I cleared my throat. Sasha's eyes brightened.
In the meadow, the dragons play. Their scales sparkle.
Huh? Why'd you stop? It sounded so...
Shh, I said. I could hear something. Horses' hooves coming our way.
What is it?
Not what, but who.
Yeah!
I galloped off.
Where do you think you're going, dragon?
Brenwar said. I kept going, racing up the hill, leaving the legionnaires and Ettins far behind. A lone figure on a horse rode over the crest. It was Bezog, with a woman draped over his horse, sleeping, I hoped.
Dragon, thank goodness I found you.
Brenwar had come too. We rode right up to one another, formed a triangle of horses.
Are you all right, Elf?
Brenwar said.
Where's the big belly?
Bezog took a breath.
He's a couple of leagues back, Dragon. I'm sorry. He was fighting with an Ettin.
Who is she?
Brenwar said.
One of the villagers, I assume. We were close. She escaped and the Ettin came after her.
Bezog,
Sasha said, riding right up to him.
Are you all right?
I'm fine, dear. It's Shom I'm worried about.
Bezog's stern face was racked with grief.
I left him. The horse wouldn't stop, and I couldn't leave the woman.
Shom can handle himself, I'm sure, Bezog. Come on, Brenwar, I said.
Come on. Ha! I'm already going. Ha!
Bezog, Sasha, stay with the legionnaires. Help them keep an eye on those Ettins. I snapped my reins, and off I went. There'd been a battle, all right. An Ettin was face first in the ground, dead as a stone. There was no sign of Shom.
Took an Ettin all by himself, I said, looking at Brenwar. Pretty impressive, you have to admit.
Brenwar kept his arms folded across his chest.
He probably died laughing at his belly.
Brenwar,
I said,
would it kill you to give an elf some credit?
I don't know. Never done it before. But it just might, so I'll not chance it. Ever. Huh. Luck. Elves have lots of it. Even the big-bellied ones.
Let's go, I said. It's getting dark.
So?
Brenwar said.
Monsters die in the night as easy as in the day.
We followed the hoofprints. I couldn't get the image of the dead Ettin out of my mind. It was now a lifeless clump of hard bone and muscle, soon to be sweet soil for the world. But it ate at me. Shom was good. Very good. And he'd killed it. Why couldn't I do that? If it came down to me and an Ettin, what was I supposed to do? Knock it out? It wasn't possible.
Outsmart it,
Brenwar said.
What?
I said.
What are you talking about?
I can see the look in your eyes, dragon,
he said.
You want to know why Shom can kill an Ettin and you can't? How you fight evil without killing?
I wasn't thinking that.
Yes, you were.
I hated it when Brenwar was right. Crusty old dwarf.
No, I wasn't.
If you say so,
he said.
But I can answer you this. You can outsmart an Ettin. That's how you beat it. But can you outwit evil? That's the question.
Put a sword through it,
I said, riding off up ahead.
Dwarfs don't know everything anyway. They just think they do.
But the question gnawed at me.
Outwit evil.
My father had said that. Many times, in hours-long form. And it had never sunk in until now. How do you outwit something that kills and destroys? Shows no mercy or compassion. We navigated into the forest. It was dark, but my eyes didn't have a problem with that.
The horses had little trouble navigating either. They were well trained, accustomed to hard travel and treacherous terrain.
Whoa!
I said.
What is it?
I motioned up ahead. Something was moving, and it wasn't a small creature that scurried, but something much bigger.
Wait here.
Brenmar started to object, but I was already gone. A shadow slipping through the foliage. Not bad for a dragon. My ears caught some more rustling. I hunched down. Something was coming right at me. Shum's horse emerged. It stopped, dark eyes looking right at me. I made my way over, grabbed the reins, felt the saddle. "Where's Shum?" I said. The horse pulled away as if saying, "Follow me." A rustle caught my ears. I whirled around. It was Brenwar fighting through the pine branches.
"Stay with the horses,"
I said.
"The horses can stay with themselves,"
he said.
"Besides, I smell something as well."
"Urgh," he snorted.
"Ettins and something else."
"Just come on," I said. Shum's horse led. I followed, Brenwar huffing right behind. I wasn't sure what Brenwar smelled, but there was something in the air. It didn't blend with the smells of the forest. The horse stopped, nickered a little.
"What have we here?"
I said. It was a crater. Strange to see, like a gargantuan spoon dug it all out. The rising moonlight lit up the trees of the thick forest down below.
"What do you make of it, Brenwar?"
He peered over the side, glancing back and forth, squinting his eyes. He shrugged.
"Let's go."
"It's pretty steep, Brenwar," I said.
"It's just a hole in the ground,"
he said, shuffling over the edge.
"It's not a cliff."
"Brenwar!"
I jumped out, reaching for him. He disappeared over the rim. I heard him tumble and complain. I followed his dark, sharp rolling. Heard his grumbling. Then nothing. My keen eyes searched for a sign, anything. He was gone. This crater was deeper than I thought. I started after him. "Should have tied a rope to him," I said, climbing.
"Dragon!"
I heard a voice. It was faint, but it was Brenwar.
"What?"
I yelled back down.
"Watch out for..."
There was a rustle, then nothing.
"Brenwar!"